So, what are these vortices and what problems can they cause? Andrew Ray is a senior scientist with the British defence and aerospace technology firm Kinetic and has been heavily involved with research into the air turbulence caused by passenger jets for more than 15 years.
The amount of time they persist is dependent on environmental issues like winds and that kind of thing. But they can be quite strong, and strength is dependent on two major factors, one being the weight of the aircraft and the other being the shape of its wing.
And all aircraft make them, do they?
Anything that generates lift, in fact, generates vortices, yes.
So are they dangerous? I know there has been speculation that they were involved in the crash in New York in 2001.
Well, the guidelines for separations of aircraft, one to the other, are based on the strength of the vortices that each aircraft type produces.
This is the length of time that an aircraft needs to wait after one has taken off before
That's
the runway
exactly
can
right,
be used
yeah.
again.
Yes.
And potentially, what could happen if you didn't stick to those guidelines? Could it be dangerous?
Well, the vortex is a strong rotational airflow, a bit like a whirlwind or a tornado. And if you get too close and it is sufficiently strong, it can cause severe turbulence for the following aircraft and can affect the way that the pilot can control it.
These things have been around for a long time. Airports have developed the spacing as a way of combating them. Are there any other techniques which are in use at the moment for the aircraft which are currently flying?
It's purely done on a separation criteria.
How much is the size of an aircraft a factor in this? Is that the only factor?
It's more the weight of the aircraft. The amount of lift that an aircraft generates has to be enough to support its weight, and the vorticity that is shed is dependent on the amount of lift generated, so therefore it's directly equatable to the weight.
Presumably, though, it's been around for a long time. All the aircraft manufacturers, Airbus, Boeing and the rest of them, will know about this phenomenon.
It's been known about since the inception of powered flight, so yes, it's been around for a while.
When anyone was designing a new aircraft, it would be something that they would take into account from the very start of the design process.
That's right, yes, and it's dependent on the way they shape and design the structure of the wing.
Do you know of any incident where they have been proved to be a factor in an aircraft crash or other incident?
No, they've been cited as maybe being contributing factors, but never the sole factor.
Andrew Ray from Kinetic. Meanwhile, one European business magazine has reported that Airbus is ready to do without government aid in developing its new A350 plane. That's in an effort to calm a subsidies row between Europe and the US. Allegations of unfair state aid to both Airbus and its US rival Boeing are currently being investigated by the World Trade Organization. Airbus was thought to be seeking something like $1.8 billion from EU governments.